Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Menasha police say large-scale debris removal is underway on Doty Island as storm recovery continues. Large commercial trucks and heavy equipment will work on Pine, Nassau, Oak, and Park Streets. One debris removal project will start near Pine Street and work east through Nassau and Oak. The other crews will work along Park Street. There's no parking on these streets. Road closures are in effect. Officials are asking drivers to obey the barricades and follow any directions from law enforcement or work crews. On Thursday, Winnebago County leaders gave an update to the progress being made following Monday's devastating tornado. First, preliminary damage assessments in impacted areas was given. More than 10 teams of assessors inspected more than 500 homes. While assessments are ongoing, crews work to pick up downed power lines and clear roads of debris. One piece of good news for the area is help is on the way. Thursday afternoon, Governor Evers mobilized the Wisconsin National Guard after it was requested on behalf of four municipalities. 20 soldiers are expected to arrive this weekend. Officials are also advising what not to do with debris. After reports of residents burning debris, a burn ban was put into effect. Also mentioned on Thursday, Fox Crossing water service has been restored. The boil water advisory, though, is still in effect. A water test was submitted. Should it come back clean, a second test will be submitted. If that one is clean, the advisory will be lifted. Currently, crews from 16 different municipalities are assisting Menasha Utilities. A Shawnee County man allegedly illegally hunted and fished more than 170 times in five counties before prosecutors filed multiple criminal charges against him. 27-year-old Dylan Wolf faces two felony bail jumping counts and six misdemeanors, two counts of failure to get a hunting license, two counts of hunting deer during a closed season, and two counts of hunting after revocation. After a court appearance earlier this month, he was released on a signature bond. Wolf returns to court August 18th for the balance of his initial appearance. Investigators placed a GPS tracker on his vehicle. Wolf's vehicle was at an embarrassed church cemetery on 11 occasions in December and January. After questioning, Wolf admitted to shooting a variety of animals on several hunting trips. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt has filed an amended complaint in U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, expanding his federal defamation lawsuit over allegations that he and the Dodge County Sheriff's Office unlawfully detained an Illinois woman earlier this year. According to the amended complaint, Sarah Alzai has been added as a defendant. The filing alleges she participated in publishing and republishing false statements about Schmidt and the sheriff's office. The amended complaint also adds a civil conspiracy claim alleging Alzai, Sundas, Nockvi, and Cook County Commissioner Kevin Morrison reached an agreement to disseminate false statements concerning Schmidt. The amended complaint incorporates significant additional evidence developed since the original filing, including surveillance video, telephone records, hotel records, and other digital evidence. Sheriff Schmidt says the sheriff's office investigation concluded Nockvi was never booked or detained at the Dodge County Jail. Governor Tony Evers and the state's DOT have announced that 101 communities across the state will receive nearly $30 million to repair or replace aging culverts and small bridge structures on local roads. The funding is through the newly created Local Small Structures Improvement Program. Among those receiving the funding, the city of Ripon is getting $1.6 million. The town of Rosendale will receive $180,000. Three projects in Waupaca County's towns of Iola, Caledonia, and Larrabee will also receive the funding. Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller says a stepping on workshop in Fond du Lac could benefit those at risk of accidentally falling in their home. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
Studies show taking the 7-week workshop can reduce falls significantly.
The cool thing is that studies show that it reduces falls by 31%. Even if you're not there yet and you're experiencing falls, this might help prevent the falls from happening.
Miller says as people taking the workshop will learn quite a few things, including how to spot and avoid fall hazards in your home and community, and how vision, medication, and footwear can affect your balance. The workshop will be at the ARC in Fond du Lac from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. every Wednesday starting August 19th. Biller says those who are interested in signing up should call the Fond du Lac County Aging and Disabilities Resource Center. Their number is 920-929-3466. There is a suggested contribution of $25. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
One of Ripon's most anticipated traditions returns as the 8th annual Scooping the Loop event cruises back into historic downtown Ripon from 5 until 8 p.m. tomorrow. The annual event invites residents and visitors alike to relive a beloved hometown tradition while celebrating the community's rich history and vibrant downtown. Although the practice was banned in 1992, the nostalgic tradition was revived through the efforts of local businesses and community leaders, becoming one of downtown Ripon's signature annual events. Today, Scooping the Loop draws hundreds of participants for a nostalgic evening featuring classic vehicles, cruising Watson Street, shopping and dining downtown, and reliving a treasured Ripon tradition. To ensure a safe and enjoyable event for everyone, all traffic laws will be strictly enforced. Burnouts, reckless driving, and open intoxicants are prohibited. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.